Said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me. As a moment came and stopped me by dying, I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, talking about sweet time. I asked him when to sink in, asked him if I really get the real end. How do you itch it when you get that kind of news? Man, what you do?
He said,
I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bold damn moving shoe. And I looked deeper and I more clearer and I gave forgiveness, I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope. He said I was finally the husband that the most time I wasn't, and I became a friend, our friend I wouldn't have to have. And all of a sudden your mission wasn't such an imposition, and I went 3 times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a hard look, if I could do it all again. I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bullet mansion, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness. Dying. Like tomorrow was a gift, and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did what I do with it? What did what I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds. I love deeper and I love sweeter and I want an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. To live like.
That's the Napa mating call right there. That's the call that gets them lucky every time. Lydia.